listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In today's short time in God's Word, I want to share with you something from the life of Moses. So take a look now at Exodus chapter 4, verses 12, 13, and 14. We read this. "Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say." But he said, that's Moses, "O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send." So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Now all this took place at the burning bush when Moses had this remarkable encounter with God. And in that remarkable encounter, God gave a job to Moses for him to do. Now, 40 years earlier, Moses would have jumped at the chance to do that job. But after spending 40 years herding sheep in the desert, now he seemed hesitant to do what God told him to do. And because God wanted Moses to do this job, he gave Moses assurance after assurance. He gave Moses the sign of the burning bush. He allowed Moses to hear with his physical ears the divine voice. He gave Moses the divine name of Yahweh. He then gave Moses three miraculous signs. But after all of that, it wasn't enough. Then Moses was still looking for an excuse and a way out. So finally, God gave him a command. He said, and this was in the text that I just read to you, "Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say." You see, Moses now was finally finished with all of the excuses, and he reluctantly spoke the truth. The truth was this: he would much rather that God sent someone else. Despite all of his excuses, Moses' problem really wasn't a lack of ability, it was a lack of willingness. God reacted like this to his lack of willingness. "So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses." Like a consuming fire, God's anger was lit against Moses. Now notice this. God was not angry when Moses said, "Who am I to do this?" That's in Exodus chapter 3. God was not angry when Moses said, "Who should I say sent me?" That's also in Exodus chapter 3. God was not angry when Moses refused to believe God's word and said, "Suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice." That's in Exodus chapter 4. God was not even angry when Moses falsely claimed that he was not and had never been eloquent. That's in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. But God was angry when Moses was just plain unwilling. Now, there might have been 100 reasons why Moses was unwilling, and perhaps some of those reasons made some sense. Yet at the end of it all, Moses was unwilling. He wasn't unable. More than anything, God wants us to be willing. Willing to do what he tells us to do. Willing to serve him. Willing to listen. Willing to be made willing. God regards your willingness as a serious matter. Do you? Talk to him about it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.